Well, the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says the attack was in response to a shooting by Hamas fighters, but the UN flatly denies this claim.
There was no firing from the compound, and in all of the official correspondence that we've had with our interlocutors on the Israeli military side and also on the diplomatic side, there's been no representation to us that there were militants in the compound or any firing from the compound.
UNRWA Director of Gaza Operations John Ging says Israeli troops have used white phosphorus shells in their attack on the UN compound in Gaza. Ging says the fire that had resulted from the phosphorus shells completely destroyed the warehouse that contained relief and aid supplies. He says it took 6 hours to put the fire out. Now, from Ramallah, joins me UNRWA spokesperson Sami Mashasho. Thank you very much, Mr. Mashasho, for being with us. Tell us about the scale of damage that the white phosphorus bombs have inflicted on the UNRWA compound.
Well, it's massive, and it's by sheer luck and divine intervention that the 700 civilians that took refuge in our main compound in Gaza were not hurt. And only by sheer luck and divine intervention that the tankers that had hundreds of thousands of liters did not explode, which have spelled a huge disaster, God forbid, if it had exploded on the adjacent neighborhoods that are extremely overcrowded. I'm just simply amazed and speechless with the flip-flopping of the Israeli officials. Barak, the defense minister, say it was a grave mistake. Minutes later, the prime minister say, well, it was not a mistake. There was armed gunmen inside the compound. And it's very interesting to note that from day one, whenever they targeted or hit an UNRWA installation or UNRWA staff or an UNRWA convoy, they either say it's a mistake, or if this does not stick, they say, well, there was armed elements in the compound that necessitated us taking action. We challenged them from day one. Give us one proof, one credible proof that armed gunmen abused our installations, and we will take care of it. And till this moment, they could not deliver one proof. They have to decide which story they want to present to the world, and we have to decide who is telling the truth and who is not telling the truth. They cannot keep trying to present different versions to an effect, as they happened in the Fakhoura school in Jabalia. The Fakhoura school in Jabalia, 43 innocent people, young men, women, and children died because of this supposed mistake. How can we explain ourselves as UN officials before the world and before the UN, before the Gaza residents, to that effect?
Like you said, it's very hard to believe because every UN compound, be it a school or any other building, carries the UN flag. It's obvious that it belongs to the UN, that it is protected by the United Nations.
The Israeli authorities have the coordinates of all of our installations. And when we declare 41 of our schools and installations as safe shelters for the people who are fleeing the fighting and who basically sought refuge in these centers, the Israeli authorities and the Israeli army should respect that. Now, only a few days ago, two top UN officials, including our Commissioner General Kenan Abu Zeid, met with the top Israeli official, and they gave them guarantees that such incidents will not take place. And since that promise and these new guarantees that were supposed to take effect, I could recount to you no less than 9 infractions and 9 violations at UNRWA schools and installations. And again, by sheer luck, nobody was killed aside from the Fakhoura incidents. This have to stop. The people of Gaza have no other refuge but UNRWA and the UN. And if we fail them, then there is no one else to take care of them. At least, and this message is to the Israeli authorities, do not tie our hands. Give us the needed protection that we demand and is due our way. Allow us to help the population, because for the past 18 months, you haven't been allowing us to do that, and you have been subjecting 1.5 million people in Gaza to terrible, terrible, terrible hardships. This has to stop. Violations of UNRWA's sanctity and installations have to stop, and you are now, before the international community, have to live up to to the international standards that you should abide with.
And Mr. Mashasho, the attack on the compound has forced UNRWA to suspend some of its activities, operations in Gaza. How long do you think it's going to take before UNRWA can regain its ability to fully carry out its operations in Gaza?
Don't worry about our director, John Jing, and his troops. They are the most dedicated, most excellent staff that you will ever come with. They are the pride of the UN. I am willing to bet you, as a matter of fact, I'm sure that come tomorrow morning, they will be fanning out throughout Gaza, giving all they can to do. There is no one else for Gaza except UNRWA and the United Nations personnel. This is the least we can do to a beleaguered and broken community in that sense. And despite what happened today, we would have loved to distribute the food distribution that was burned, and you saw it on your TV screens. And even our trucks that were supposed to go to Kerem Abu Salem to pick up the food commodities was caught in the fire, and some of them were damaged. But come what may, we are there, we will continue to be there, and we will with the people of Gaza, will reach basically one day to safety, and we will with the people of Gaza and the international community support, rebuild Gaza again.
And of course, I don't have any doubts about the commitment of UNRWA workers in Gaza. And one final question, Mr. Mashasho. Can you give us a ballpark estimate, perhaps, of the much-needed supplies that have been burnt or damaged as a result of the white phosphorus shells that hit the compound?
Our courageous colleague, Judy Clark, estimated that hundreds of tons of precious food commodities and other non-food items were destroyed. We will replenish our stocks, and we will be hitting the streets of Gaza very soon, and we will tend to the needy, and we will heal the wounds, God willing.
Thank you very much, Sami Mashasho, spokesman for UNRWA in Ramallah, and thank you for a job well done in Gaza.